You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
John, I know you're obviously up in San Francisco getting ready for tonight's game against the Warriors, and I want to start here. I saw your tweet this morning about Doug Mann, and I know what he meant to you and everybody in the Laker family. I just wanted to say I'm sorry that you lost somebody that was so important to you.
So for people who don't know what Travis is talking about, Doug Mann has been the statistician, the guy in Los Angeles for 48 years.
Man.
He was the personal stat guy for Vin Scully, for Chick Hearn, for Bob Miller, and somehow me.
Yeah.
And I've been telling people, I've been talking to people all day about this, obviously, and they're putting together something for Doug that they're going to do at the game tomorrow night. But to me, and I hope this makes sense, because he was my link to Bob and Vin and Chick, he was like Yoda to me.
Yeah.
I mean, any circumstance that would come up in a game, Doug had seen it before. Like, he would tell me what to do or how to do it. And it for people who didn't hear, Doug was, he had a, and Mason, this made me think of you, because when you broke your foot, I know you had a scare with a blood clot.
Yes.
And had you not been in the hospital when you developed the clot, for people who don't know, years ago, Mason broke his foot on the air. We were doing a stunt, and he was trying to jump over a bar, and he shattered his foot. And what'd you get, mate? In like nine
screws
places?
And a plate, yeah. Mm.
And when you were in the hospital, it got kind of scary. You had a pulmonary embolism, right?
Correct, yeah.
Which is a fancy way of saying blood clot.
Blood
right?
clot, yeah, exactly right. And, yeah, it was scary. I mean, the family flew in at that point when they heard it wasn't just a – but I'll tell you this.
So what happened with Doug was he had a blood clot, but he didn't know it, much like you didn't know it, but he was at home, and there was no one there. His wife had passed away earlier last year, and there was nobody home. And so they found him yesterday deceased, and – we're all dealing with it. I'm going to be in shock for probably two or three days. I just know that it's never going to be the same. I mean, he's the word irreplaceable is perfect for him, because there's just nobody with that knowledge. And Michael and I are kind of walking around in a daze. But if Doug were here, what he would say is the show must go on.
Yeah.
So we'll do the show. Such a
nice man. Slee, obviously sat next to – I sat next to him for a couple of years at Lakers games.
Me too.
Really, really nice, Trav. Yeah. Really nice man. And, by the way, I have no idea why Michael would not pay for the pies that Doug picked up.
That story has come up many times.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I'm sure it will come up tonight during the game.
He's a good soul, and that's more than anything else. And like you said, John, you know, kind of talking about potential, is he going to retire? Was this going to be his final year and kind of get a chance to, you know, try as best as he can to enjoy his retirement? So, yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
So, John.
Go ahead, Trav.
No, I was just going to say, I don't want to interrupt you. I was going to kind of just talk about prior to, obviously, the terrible news about Doug, how your time off was going. But if there's more on Doug, let's certainly do that.
Well, I was somebody, Slee and I are on the same text chain. I think it was our buddy Mike Dooley, or maybe it was Jared Diglio. Somebody sent today a text that Doug sent to him a couple months ago when we lost Dennis DeAgostino, who is married to Helene Elliott, the Hall of Fame hockey writer, Helene's in the news this week because she took a buyout from the LA Times.
Yeah.
So we're going to lose her writing pretty soon, but we won't lose Helene. She'll still be around, but she's not going to write for the Times anymore. And so Dennis, her husband, unexpectedly passed away last year, and Doug sent a text when Dennis died that said, "I started out 48 years ago working for visiting radio and visiting TV. Money then was nowhere near what it is now. I was making less than 5% of what I make now. But it's not all about the money. What's important to me, especially now, is that I enjoy the people that I work with. I respect them all, and it's reciprocated by them." And that was true. People that worked with Doug, from Vin to Chick to Bob, he would defend his announcers to the core. I just pity anyone who would say something bad about one of Doug's guys in the presence of Doug, because he would just jump you. And you just work in this business a lifetime, and you don't get a lot of guys like that. So he's going to be severely missed.
Well, it speaks to Doug, I think, that the names that you rattled off, John, are not just, you know, names that we know here in L.A. They're
all
names
in the
that
Hall
you
of
know,
Fame.
They're yeah. in the Hall of Fame, and that they all chose him, yeah. I think, speaks to Doug and, yes. and the work that he did and the type of person that he was.
Such a nice man, yeah.
Vince Scully gets who he wants. Bob yeah. Miller gets who he wants. Chick Hearn gets who he wants. And that they all pick the same guy, I think, says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He once slipped me, and Slee sits behind us, so Slee kind of sees this in action. He once slipped me 200 notes in one game. Think about that. 200 notes. The game's only 48 minutes. All right. So he's basically slipping me 2 notes a minute.
Wow.
And so every time I sounded smart, which wasn't very often, but when I did, it was Doug.
Hey, why didn't Doug ever help Michael? Because he never really sounded.
Michael was too busy eating.
Yeah. Michael was a chair away.
He had a bag of Doritos on the aisle with his leg out, taking pictures with people during the game. That was
exactly.
That was empty.
That was pretty good, Mason.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done right there. I noticed that you didn't go with the Mr. Rogers sweater two days in a row.
I have a full wardrobe now. I don't.
No, but this seems.
By the way, Mace, what caused that? Because you used to dress like a flood victim.
Yes.
And lately, you've been dressing to impress.
You look good. You look sharp.
I would say over the last, what, year. 2 months?
No.
It's been longer than that, I think. Yeah, it's been longer than that.
What got into you? What inspired this?
I think at some point I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, what are you doing? You are such a slob.
You're a successful man.
You are such a slob. Why not dress for that success,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you know, I'll tell you a huge part. My mom and my stepdad Leo watch every day on the YouTube.
Oh, there it is.
And they will give me crap all the time. By the way, even when I dress nice, that sweater's ugly.
So yesterday, you know, obviously John and Slee, you guys weren't here yesterday. You had on what can only be described as kind of a Mr. Rogers cardigan.
Oh, it was a cardigan. It was a very stylish cardigan.
It was a cardigan.
Yeah, stylish.
Well, I refer to that as his old man's
of the moment.
This is far more contemporary. You got a little bit of a quarter zip thing going here. It's mm-hmm. got some detail work around the zipper. This feels more you.
Yeah.
It flows.
Yeah,
it flows.
Nice.
Okay, so last time I saw you,
mm-hmm.
you were reading us Yelp reviews, or not Yelp reviews, you were reading us reviews of the Murrieta Hot Springs.
Yes.
And then you were gone.
Right.
You came back. John and I are just back as well. How'd the trip go?
Well, it started out in an interesting way.
Uh-oh.
There I was at the Murrieta Hot Springs. And by the way, beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
They're in the middle of sort of doing the construction and separating the pools and all that kind of stuff. So we had a very nice first day. Then at 5 o'clock the next morning, we hear this. It sounds like a jackhammer right underneath our room. And it happens, and then it stops. And I'm like, okay, at least that's over.
Okay.
15 minutes later, bam, happens again. And
don't say you weren't warned. That one Yelp review
exactly.
warned you.
Said it's not ready. So we ended up checking out that morning. They gave us our money back because it was, I honestly thought we were being punked. It was so loud.
Bad.
It was so loud. The entire room is shaking.
Vibrating.
Like the pictures on the wall are slightly. And I'm like, this is not real. This can't possibly be real. They couldn't have leased rented out this room for the night.
What did they say?
We apologize. We hope you'll forgive us and we hope you'll come back. That was
will
it.
You?
I will. I think it's a beautiful
The only way you can handle a situation like that. You know what? You're right. Here's your money back. Please come back and give us another chance.
How are they jackhammering at 5 a.m.?
No, I don't want to
bag. That was a mistake.
Look, I don't want to bag on the place entirely because I think it is going to be really nice.
Sure.
Murrieta Hot Springs. It's just not quite ready. So we ended up going out to the desert to Two Bunch Palms, which is a really, really cool hot springs kind of facility, and had a great time out there. But Murrieta Hot Springs, we did not write a review.
John called it.
We tried to tell him, John. He didn't listen to us.
Hey, Trev, get a load of this. This is a tweet from Bob Nightingale.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dodgers have their first spring training game today, and if you're curious if this whole Dodger experiment's going to work, first inning, 26 minutes at the plate in the top of the first, eight runs against the Padres.
Saw it all unfold.
Ain't nothing in the third right now. I heard them describe it, actually.
Right in front of us.
Joe Musgrove apparently really was on it today, Slee.
Yeah, Musgrove.
He was on one.
He recorded zero outs. Yep. He faced four batters and gave up two runs.
Right.
He gave up.
He gave up the ground rule double to Teoscar Hernandez, and then he was gone. Yeah.
And then that was his day.
And they had Tatis mic'd up for that whole first half inning. If there's a inning you don't want to have the opposing player on, how about have him on for eight runs?
Yeah.
If only it were October 7th and not February 22nd.
I heard you talking earlier. I love spring training, but not for the baseball itself.
Right. It's a great vacation.
Spring training is a really cool scene to hang out.
Yeah, I
want to
go. That'd be fun.
But the baseball is just Austin Barnes batting fifth. I mean, come on.
You can miss that. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So there's a little ominous in the middle of that Chris Morales thing where he says there's a screenshot I don't want to get out. Bergman, do you know what it is?
I do.
Greg, can I make a prediction? I know nothing about this.
Okay.
I think Mason lost a Carmy Award and then got disgusted and somebody took a picture of it. Am I close?
I am going to not confirm nor deny.
Okay.
We will find out at the correct time.
Right. I was nominated. Chris Morales won.
Congratulations, Chris.
He won the Carmy Award.
Did he win in the category under which you were nominated?
Yes. We were all in the same category. It was me, Cappy, and Morales from here were nominated.
Gotcha.
I think it was best teammate, right?
Well, it's a team. No, not best teammate. It was best teammate
best
that's
person.
Not a part
best
of GKP.
Best human being? No, Morales wouldn't have won.
All I'm saying, Mace, when you see it.
Oh, God.
John will understand.
Oh, Mace, I can imagine that. Losing to Morales must have been very painful.
It was painful. I did click out of the call at that point. It was nearly over, but I did. I was like, okay, I've had enough Carmies.
And what did you say to me when we were prepping?
What did I say?
He said,
effing Morales.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly what it said.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
John knew right away.
Juan texted me. I texted him, Morales won. He's like, this thing is so rigged. I'm like, it's not rigged. Well, Craig is deciding who wins. It can't be rigged.
Let me tell you, I think this prepares you for the Mandy's, because here's my prediction for what's going to happen at the Mandy's.
Yep.
You know, Morales controls the Mandy's.
He does not control the voting.
So I think we should get bit of the year for your ChatGPT love letter to Lisa that I sent her and said it was from me.
Yes. I thought that was an unbelievable bit.
Me too.
Great.
We're going to lose to something that either Morales or Kaplan does. Guarantee it.
You know, I actually think the slight favorite to win bit of the year is Momo's Nut Milk.
Yep.
Momo's Nut Milk led us to.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, she came in here and she took almonds and she soaked them overnight and the nuts got very swollen. And then she put them in a blender and she blended the nuts. And ultimately, she poured us a glass of nut juice.
And you drank it?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you say juice?
Thank you.
Why did you use juice as the thing that you're saying?
I don't know.
It's milk.
Milk. Pour us some milk. Juice. You know, you weren't here for any of Momo's Nut Milk?
No, I didn't even. That's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, it was a big thing for a few days. I think that's the slight favorite. Morales, by the way, not impressed with the ChatGPT love note to Lisa.
Well, because it's a threat to him whatever's going to win.
Yeah, it's going to be like him and Cappy eating a hot dog.
You're grinding on something.
Grinding or dump trucking or mounting.
Get your silver medal plaque ready because it's coming.
You know, I think that the only one I really care about is Show of the Year. That's what I want, Show of the Year, when we do this year. Well, it'd be nice to win Host of the Year, but I don't think I'm even – I think I'm bridesmaid there.
Yeah. Remember that a lot of this stuff is generated through social media.
Yes.
And that's not our strong suit. It kind of is the strong suit of Sedano and Cap.
But wait a minute. I am now on TikTok, Ireland.
I thought you said you would never go on TikTok because you didn't want the Chinese to have your info.
You guys convinced me they already have it all, so they do. Said, oh, screw it, I'm going to go on TikTok. So I'm on TikTok now. You can follow me at Venice Mace, and I'm officially a TikToker. I'm TikToking stuff.
You are doing stuff. And also, sorry, John, but he's actually using CapCut, so you're actually creating videos.
Yes, correct.
That's not something I'm surprised
when at. When the Chinese take all the money out of your bank account.
Yes.
I will give you a loan.
I will blame you because you said they don't have anything.
I'm telling you. No, I said they have everything.
Right.
I said the opposite of that.
So they could take all the money out of your bank account,
but
even though you're not on TikTok because they already have all your information.
Maybe, but I'm not going to make it easier for them. It's just like, do you lock your doors at night? If you unlock your doors, it makes it easier for the guys to come in. You just unlocked your door.
John, it is all about brand. It is all about being.
It is all about the Chinese, as you're about to find out.
I think what Karmazin said today, what Craig said today, was it's about being a multi-platform performer. So I'm trying to perform on multiple platforms, even though I can barely handle one.
We're on YouTube too.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. Yeah, all that. Ireland, what did you do with your break?
I didn't go anywhere. I was originally, Lisa and I were going to go to Park City, but I have been on. I was already in Utah when the All-Star break started.
Okay.
And I decided I didn't want to get on any planes. So I hung out at home and played a lot of golf until it started raining.
Yeah, the rain
sucks. And then I got a lot done, and then I flew here.
Yeah. That sounds like a boring vacation.
No, it was good. I was happy. Yeah.
I guess you go everywhere all year long, right. So why not stay?
I mean, I spend like 100, 150 nights a year in hotels. Why do I want to add to that number?
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned when we ended up at our second resort after Murrieta Hot Springs, we went to Tuba, spent way more on a hotel room than we have ever spent.
How much?
$800.
Oh, I've spent more than that.
But we're like, we try to stay under 400.
That's
if
hard
we
to do
possibly
now.
Can. It's really hard, but 800 was a lot.
I openly admit I'm a hotel snob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be in a good hotel or I'm out.
What's the most expensive hotel room you ever stayed in, Bergman?
The one in Costa Rica was right around the highest. It was like $350.
Oh, wow, that's unusual. Normally, Costa Rica, what they sell is affordability.
But how much?
It was like $350.
$350.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That is affordable.
That isn't bad.
Yeah,
affordable. I don't spend money.
We're going back there this summer. We're going back to Rio Perdido in Costa Rica.
Woo, 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 woo.
Exactly. That's the zip line sound.
You spent $800 a night?
Yeah. It was
that's
only two nights.
That's not as bad as you think.
It feels bad. No, right. I feel guilty about it. I'm like, wow, this is so much money to spend. And then, you know, Juan's like, well, we deserve it. We deserve this thing. So, yeah, so we did it.
Right.
It was awesome.
This from Radio Michael fan. Bit of the year. Number one, Valentine's Chat GPT love letter.
Thank you.
Number two, 22-inch glizzy.
Yeah, that's where Morales and Cappy did the big hot dog with the Lady and the Tramp. Act.
Okay, number three, Nut Milk production.
Nut Milk was great.
Number four, Cappy's catfish friend. What's that about?
I don't know that one. What is that one?
He's actually here. I wonder if
he
I
got
can get
catfish.
Him. Yeah, he got catfish. Someone was sending him pictures that were, you know, of the fun kind.
Really?
And they didn't know who it was.
And they were just reeling him in.
Yeah, they were just reeling.
Travis,
I gotta find him. Cappy.
Job call.
Travis.
Oh,
Job
God,
call.
That's
Greg.
So funny.
What's that?
So Job is from Simi Valley, and he's the same guy that said, boom, how do you like
right,
that one?
Right, that's the guy that said that.
Same
yeah.
guy. He called into Travis, and Travis got so mad because he said, LeBron James can't shoot
oh,
well.
That was great. Do you remember this day? Job called in and said, LeBron James' shooting technique is off, and he needs to move his elbow in.
The all-time leading scorer in NBA history.
He does not know how to shoot.
I think he was serious, too.
That reminds me of the story when Wayne Gretzky took one of his grandkids to the ice rink, and some guy skated up to him and goes, hey, man, you're holding the stick wrong.
Yeah, really.
To Wayne Gretzky. Crazy. Number six, Mason dump trucked.
Yeah, Mason dump trunked is weird. I do look like a crash test dummy in that thing.
And they say ice skating was just okay.
Ice skating was not good.
Yeah.
Cappy was great.
Nobody fell. If somebody fell.
Nobody fell. If I would have ice planted, it would have been different.
But, he also says that the 22-inch glizzy is his favorite to win bit of the year. But if you, Mason, allow Morales and Cappy to go into the hot tub, that's a winner. That's the winner.
By the way, Juan's out of town right now, too. I'm watching the house. I'm kind of nervous.
So, by the way, if I was Morales, I'm dead serious about this. Yeah. I would get Cappy. Right now it is 127.
Mm-hmm.
You just said Juan's out of town.
Yeah.
I would drive to your house, jump in the hot tub, take a bunch of pictures, and come back. That would lock up bit of the year.
Absolutely. For them and my hot tub.
Correct. You'd be a part of it.
I'm not going to be part of it. I can't be part of it.
Because it's
Juan is
going to
get so pissed off. I'm telling you, he does not want anybody in the two-person hot tub.
What's weird is I have a jacuzzi, and I don't care if all you guys can get in it. I don't care.
How many seats are in your jacuzzi?
I think you could probably fit eight.
Okay, minus two. You can only fit two people.
Yeah, two.
It's
Morales
a jacuzzi tub, not a jacuzzi.
Yeah, two people, Chris Morales and Scott Kaplan.
Not seeing the problem here.
Yeah, I'm seeing the problem.
I don't.
Trust me, I will hear about that for the rest of my life.
Let's go get in your car.
For the rest of my life.
Head to Venice.
Yeah. All right, so Lakers back to yesterday. We were like, oh, God, please, Lakers come back. We need stuff to actually talk about.
Speak
so
about.
Yeah, so we got that. We got LeBron not playing tonight. We'll talk about that. Johnson, San Francisco, we'll talk about that. And we have a guy named Nick who works here. What's Nick's last name?
Riley.
I've got an issue.
Got an
with
issue
Nick
with
Riley.
Nick? With Nick Riley?
Yeah.
Nick's a really nice guy. What'd you do?
I will explain.
Come here.
I will explain it. Right. In the meantime, Saturday I'm playing in the L.A. Poker Classic at Commerce Casino Hotel and Resort. And I'm telling you, I'm nervous about it. A big tournament. Do I play tight? Do I play loose? Do I go all in? Do I bet pre-flop? All that kind of stuff is going to come into play on Saturday. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to wear sunglasses or not. Trying to decide if I'm going to wear ear pods and just listen to music or pretend I'm listening to music to throw everybody off. I'm definitely not going to have an Oreo cookie because I know Teddy KGB gave himself away that way. But if you want to play in the LA Poker Classic, it is going on right now at Commerce Casino and Hotel. For details, you can go to commercecasino.com. Really excited to play. All your favorite games at Commerce. They've given away $1 million in promotions in January, $20 million in promotions this year. Biggest, best poker room in SoCal, and literally the biggest poker room in the world. LA Poker Classic now through March the 3rd. Jump in there. Go to commercecasino.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brian, you're doing double shift this week?
Today and tomorrow.
Ireland, Jorge is having his baby.
Oh, really? Brenda's having the baby? Well, yeah, Brenda's the baby. Doing the work.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, of course she is. But it's happening, and we think in the next day or so. Do we know yet?
No, I texted him this morning, and he said that it's a waiting game. She wants it done. She's ready to have this baby out.
Yeah.
But nothing as of yet.
So we send
Jorge
and Brendan.
I saw her at a Laker game recently. Brenda and Jorge came to a Laker game. Brenda's one of those women who she just had a baby in her stomach, but she otherwise than that, you couldn't tell.
Right.
Like if she was pregnant. She looked great. That's interesting that she wants the thing done because she's probably tired of having, you know, that's her second kid.
Right.
So, and she's done this before, so good for them.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is at one point Jorge told me and said, don't say anything. So I didn't say anything. Then we go to the Mandy Awards, and Jorge and Brenda are sitting at the same table as my mom and not stepdad Leo.
Yeah, I was at that table.
And after the ceremony, my mom said, wow, they're having a baby. I'm like, this is supposed to be secret, isn't it? But Brenda Brenda had to tell everybody.
Well, she was pregnant at the Mandy's. What was she going to say? No.
No, but she wasn't showing pregnant. Or anything. It was like early in the game. But she just, she told my mom right off the bat.
Well, good for her. It's up to her. She's allowed to tell.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So Nick Riley is a guy who works in an office back there. What's his official job title?
Digital sales manager.
Digital sales manager. So, Ireland, we did a Secret Santa.
Let me get him back here.
Were you involved in the Secret Santa?
I was not because I couldn't go. And the holiday party's tonight, right?
It is. Our holiday party is
holiday
tonight.
Party after Valentine's Day.
So yeah, it'll be going on during the Laker game.
So I knew I was not going to be at the holiday party, the old Christmas holiday party in February.
Right.
I was not going to be at. So last week, I got Nick a gift. He was my Secret Santa person. And I got Nick a gift, and I brought it back there. And I probably went over the limit, and I put some time into it.
What'd you get him?
I got him. Now, he's a huge Texas Rangers fan.
Okay.
So I found a coffee cup that says World Champion Texas Rangers with the logo on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good gift.
But I have not heard back from Nick. At some point, you're like, well, Nick should come over here and say, hey, thanks
okay,
for the...
I'm glad you brought this up. I didn't know that was the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have talked about this on the air, or I may not. I can't remember. But at Christmas, you and I both do this.
Yes.
At Christmas, we give a lot of the people we work with gifts, mostly money.
Yeah, straight cash money.
Which everyone is very appreciative of.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave money to people at ESPN LA, and I got a thank you from every single person.
Except...
No exceptions.
Oh, no exceptions. Okay, good.
I did it at Mountain Gate,
yeah,
where I play a lot of golf. I probably did it to I don't know, 20 people. I got one thank you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what's that about?
That is weird.
I'm still going to do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Because you don't give gifts to get thank yous, but I'm with you. If you give someone a gift, they should at least, one, acknowledge it, and two, how hard is it to say thanks?
Yeah, it just seems like that's a natural response. Now, it's possible that Nick is like, I'm not going to open this until I go to the holiday party, but I question whether that's actually going
to That's on. Probably not true.
I'm giving Nick the benefit. I don't think that's true.
Him. I told him to come back here, so hopefully he might be in a meeting because he is
Mace,
a big
Because
big
you're
shot.
In the exchange, does that automatically mean that Nick is your Secret Santa?
No.
Or is that not necessarily?
So you don't
that's
know,
right.
You're
Somebody
not going to get
else
your gift
me.
Because you're not coming to it tonight because you're
Well,
so
Greg,
busy.
You can pick it up for him.
I could.
It is during a Lakers game.
Greg, are you participating in the Secret Santa exchange?
Yes, I am.
Who is your Secret Santa?
I don't know who my Secret Santa is.
But who are you buying gifts for?
Am I supposed to just say?
Yeah, just blur it out.
Who cares?
Sliwa. Yeah.
Did you get him something good?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you what it is. I don't care. He's not listening right now.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No.
He's...
I got him a San Diego State sweatshirt.
Oh, that's perfect. Nice.
Yeah, and I also put in like a bunch of random things for my desk. So he has to pick every single
good.
One of them.
Yeah, just throw everything
There's
in
there. There's a whole bunch in there.
So
and, when Luke Walton was playing for the Lakers, Michael and I, whenever we got to a hotel, we get a packet from the other team. And so Luke says to me one day, hey, what's in that packet that you always get whenever we check into a hotel? I go, oh, it's the other team's media guide, and it's information, and it's our press pass. And Luke starts shaking his head, and I go, what? He said, for years, my dad gave me and my brothers, Luke's one of four boys, gave me and my brothers these really cool books about the other team. And I just realized these are just media guides that he was getting for free. And he apparently did it every year. He'd like would give the Indiana Pacers to one kid and the New York Knicks to another kid. And the kids all like, they said, who'd you get? I got the Houston Rockets. Yeah, Bill didn't pay for any of it.
Right. You know, tonight, I actually feel good. You weren't listening yesterday. You joined late in the show for the massive Supercross
Greg.
Talk.
I always check the Comrex as soon as I get into a hotel because we need to know if Greg has to get somebody to fill in for me if the Comrex doesn't work. So I checked it, and Greg says to me, it sounds fine. He goes, by the way, Crosstalk is still going on. And it was like 4:45.
Yes, we were going for the record.
And by the way, how strange is it that Morales is the one that blocked us from getting the record?
Yeah, that is crazy. Because like, I would have sat here and talked to Martin Jarman.
King of bits.
Yeah.
You guys, actually, they should have had Martin on with you guys.
Right. I don't know why they didn't.
Well, Chris has gone corporate because it's the second time he's done this year. The first time is he didn't let us have any fun with the guy who hates Cappy.
Oh, right. Well, that came
Joe
from way on high. That one.
And now
one
he prohibited us from breaking the record. Normally, he's a rule breaker. Lately, he's been a rule follower.
He's not the disruptor he used to be.
Correct.
You're right. He's coloring inside
Morales
the lines.
Morales, a disruptor.
What happened to crazy Morales?
He's still there. It's still there.
Yeah.
He'll come back. But the Martin Jarman thing, I agree with you. We probably should have kept going with Martin.
Greg, did you listen to the Martin Jarman interview?
Yeah, I did.
Did they ask him about his relationship with Chip Kelly?
Yes. Cappy asked your question, and they also asked about Keith Parrell.
What's that?
Oh, Keith Parrell.
Keith Parrell.
Rhymes with
Pete Carroll.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He goes, oh, we had a lot of people. He gave an
inside. He wouldn't confirm or deny.
Exactly.
And I never heard a rumor.
Did he admit that he didn't talk to Chip for like 6 weeks?
He did not. He said, I have a great relationship with Chip. And
that's not what I heard.
Yeah.
Did he acknowledge he should have fired him after the season?
No. If I was on there, I'd say, why didn't you fire him after Arizona State?
Right. I like Deshaun Foster. I hope they don't fire him too early. That's what I'm feared they're going to, because I think they're going to go like 3-9 next
Greg's
year.
Giving them 6 years.
I'm giving them 4 years.
Well, no, if they give him four, that's a fair enough sample size. But if they only give him two, that sucks.
Exactly, because he's coming in bare. There's nothing there. He has no OC. He has no DC. He doesn't even have players
recruits.
On defense.
Yeah.
No recruits. Nothing. He's coming in bare. How would you fire him after 2 years? They're going to be bad for a couple of years.
Yeah.
We have to be okay with it.
Hey, Mace, Norm Chow lives in Manhattan Beach.
Oh,
no. For OC.
You know, just because he's a guy that had success 20 years ago doesn't necessarily mean
he's... Yeah, you don't want... You're an ageist.
Not an ageist. I'm a modernist. I am a... Hey, offenses have changed since Norm Chow was an offensive coordinator.
Norm Chow was the offensive coordinator at UCLA, and he was awful.
Oh, that's right. He was.
He was terrible.
He was terrible when he was there.
And then he went to Hawaii to be the Hawaii head coach, and he was terrible.
Circumstance. Now he's just running the offense.
Yeah. So, Ireland, you're in San Francisco.
Yes.
For the game tonight.
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting when I was watching the All-Star game, what Charles Barkley said about San Francisco.
Well, you and I disagree about this.
Well, I don't, but you're there now. I was there in the spring, so you're there now.
It's bad.
Is it bad again? Is Union Square completely occupied?
Well, tons of homeless people.
Yeah.
Also, almost all of the commercial buildings are empty now.
Right.
Which is kind of sad. But here's what Barkley said during the game. I mean, Barkley was a lot more direct than I was. And keep in mind, Draymond Green was on this broadcast.
Right.
So you'll hear Draymond come back at him. But here's what Barkley said about the All-Star game coming to San Francisco next year.
Hey, Reggie.
Yes?
If you had a chance of being cold or being around a bunch of homeless crooks in San Francisco, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's terrible.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You can't even walk around down
yes,
there.
Yes, you can walk around.
Yeah, with a bulletproof vest.
Hey, you live in Philadelphia.
Taylor, that little red button on that microphone that says cough, just hold that down.
Absolutely.
Just hold that thing down.
Okay, so again, let me just say, I was there in May, and Union Square and downtown was spotless. We saw, and I'm not kidding, one homeless person the entire time we were there.
I went to dinner in the heart. We're staying in the heart of the city.
Are you staying in Union Square?
Close.
Okay.
Walking distance.
Okay.
And I had dinner even on the other side of Union Square, and I probably saw 200 homeless people last night sleeping on the street in tents.
So let me just ask you something. How is that different from what we got going on?
Because San Francisco was always looked at as a jewel of a city, like the nicest city in the country. And here's a strange thing. The property values have not gone down.
No. Property is too expensive. By the way, you know those commercial buildings that you say are close? They've all been purchased. They've all been bought by really wealthy investors who are going to reopen them with brand new brands and all that stuff when all this is over, whenever
the
hell that is.
Right across the street from my hotel is where Twitter used to be.
Oh.
And Elon bought Twitter and moved it to Texas.
Oh, right.
And so that it's a giant building with no one in it.
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, I used to live up there. I lived up there for 6 months. It's a beautiful city to live in. It is a great restaurant scene.
Yeah.
I lived right at Baker Beach, so I had a view of the Golden Gate Bridge with the fog and all that stuff. It's a beautiful place to live. I lived on the Presidio. But again, I don't know that there is. I would love to hear somebody with a good answer on how to fix it. There's just not a way to fix it.
I had dinner with my college roommate last night, and he said that Buster Posey is in trouble because what they debate on sports radio up here is, has the city gotten so bad that no free agents are going to come here? And apparently Buster Posey went on one of the shows. He goes, well, I'd be lying to you if I told you I haven't heard from free agents that have told me that. And everybody said, well, even if you have heard from them, why would you say that? It screws the Giants. But, I mean, all he was doing was telling the truth.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, guys are going to go where they can make the most money.
Right.
And whether it's San Francisco or Milwaukee or Cleveland.
I totally agree with you. And if you are somebody in San Francisco and you're free agent, let's say you're Aaron Judge and
right.
you sign with the Giants, you can just go live in Marin.
Of course.
You just go across the Golden Gate
Bridge. Or live in Mill Valley or whatever
right.
the hell. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if that argument holds water.
No, I'm sorry it's bad up there. I don't know what the fix
well,
is.
Well, I just stay in.
Yeah, that's a good rule. Good rule to follow. All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Also, at some point, there's supposed to be some picture of me that's going to float around. I haven't seen anything yet.
Some point, you just have to wait.
I will wait. All right, sports is full of rivalries. Teams usually kick it up a notch for rivalry games. And you know who my friend Jacob's rival is? The insurance companies. Every day is a rivalry game for Jacob. It's okay because Jacob has scouted the competition, knows what they're going to try to do. He's able to counteract their attempts to lowball you, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. That's right. Jacob's able to cover your medical expenses, your car rental, get you a settlement that you deserve. He's been doing this for more than 25 years. Experience matters when you're dealing with the insurance companies. Do not take a chance. Call Jacob. Let him continue to beat his rival on your behalf. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.Jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, here it is.
Okay.
If you could create a job or career that doesn't currently exist, what would it be? I'll go first.
Okay.
I want to be a professional hotel tester. So here's how it would work.
Oh, interesting.
Because I spend so many nights in hotels, I know all the quirks of what makes a good hotel room and a bad hotel room. And I'm kind of surprised that this career doesn't exist already.
Yep.
So what I would do is you open a new hotel, the Mason Hotel.
Okay.
All right, let's say in Italy or something.
Oh, beautiful.
And you say, all right, John, we're going to open next week. I would go in the week before on a Friday, and I would spend a couple of days in your hotel, and I would use all the amenities in the hotel. I'd use the gym. I'd eat in the restaurants. I'd come in here. And then I would prepare for you a full report on how you could improve.
So it's like you'd be a blind taster, except it's for hotels.
Correct.
Right.
Or I would be like, you know how you bring in an efficiency expert to your company to make things run smoother?
Yeah.
I would do it just for hotels. I'll give you a couple of examples of things I would point out. Like this hotel room I'm in right now is really good.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of hotels are doing is they're getting rid of clock radios because everybody has the clock on their phone.
Sure.
But that's no good because if you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't want to have to pick up your phone. You want to be able to wake up, look at a clock, and decide whether or not you want to go back to sleep. But a lot of hotels, because people have their phones on them all the time, don't think you need clock radios anymore. I'll give you another example of something that a hotel should do. A lot of people, including me, need to get to the back of the TV. All right?
Right, because you've got like a...
I have a
Fire Stick.
A lot of people have like gaming consoles or they're plugged their iPad in there. A lot of these hotels bolt the TV to the wall.
Right.
So you can't get back there. And so what I have to do when that happens, like in Minnesota, they bolt my TV to the wall. I got to call the engineer and he's got to come in there and unbolt it.
Yeah.
You should have access to the back of your TV.
Okay.
And a third thing, put the light switch on the light. I don't have to look for 10 minutes to see where the switch is on the light.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a good point. The switches are now all over in different places in hotel rooms.
Earlier this year where the switch was on the floor and you stepped on it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So that's what I would do.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Bergman, if you had to create a career that currently doesn't exist, what would you do?
The best thing I could come up with is the do absolutely nothing, get paid a lot of money job.
Okay.
So how's that different from your job now?
Yeah, that is.
Okay, first of all, I do way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very, but you're very paid very well for it.
Absolutely not. Not even close. So if I didn't have to do anything, and I just, it's like being an influencer. So I guess
so
it
exists. You know what we could call that job, Greg?
What?
The Rendon.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Nice job,
good.
Yes.
Very
yes,
good.
It is. I want Anthony Rendon's job.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, Brian, how about you?
Oh, this was one of the tougher ones I've had to actually think of. This was tough, but maybe like a chef for a dog, or like a dog
a
restaurant.
Dog
I actually
like
love
this idea.
Like a 5-star
dog restaurant kind of a deal.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, like, Mace, can you imagine, like, you have to pick between 4 or 5 good dog restaurants?
Right, exactly.
Well, the reason we go there is because Brian Cohen, the chef, is really good. And our dogs love his food. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, I'm going to go professional joint roller. This is a gift that I have.
Does that not exist now? Can't you buy pre-rolls?
Oh, you can buy pre-rolls, but I would be the actual rolling guy. Like, you could bring me whatever your favorite strain is, mm-hmm. and I could roll you just, and you give me the specs. Like, you want a fatty, or do you want,
We have to ask him, but I'm pretty sure Chris Ward at the Green Cross will do that for you now.
You know what? You're probably right.
You call him and say, Chris, this is exactly what I want. He'll put it all together for you, and you just go in there and pick it up.
So you know what Chris is doing? I was texting with him yesterday. He is creating a Venice Mace strain of cannabis.
That might be one of the proudest moments of your life.
Venice Mace Kush, coming soon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for the wheel of questions.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I got something for you, Mace.
What is it?
You are not going to be at Secret Santa tonight.
Correct.
So I brought Secret Santa to you.
Oh.
Janessa. Go on in. You are Steve Mason.
Oh, Janessa's got my Secret Santa. This is exciting.
Let's
Hi, Janessa.
Let's see what Janessa came up with.
Great to see you.
By the way, Janessa completely in charge of the pickleball tournament.
It's beautifully wrapped. It's a very, Christmas in February. Only comes once a year.
Hey, Greg, can you get Janessa to a place where she can hear me?
Yes, she's putting in her headphones now.
Okay.
Let me know when she's ready.
Headphones are on.
So,
what'd you get, Mace?
I got a People magazine with Beyonce on the cover.
Well, you love Beyonce.
I love that. I do love Beyonce. Saw her in concert. And I got I love this book. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank. A counterintuitive approach to living a good life by Mark Manson. This is a perfect book for me.
Janessa, he needs that.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. It's
he
awesome.
Worries about everything.
Yeah, I do worry too much about what people think.
Janessa, I have a request.
Yes,
what is it?
That I think
you can help me with. Mace, did you finally decide who you're playing with in the pickleball
tournament? I'm playing with Lindsay, where our team is called the Frenemies.
All right. So my team, I'm playing with Lisa, my wife, and our team is called Irish Luck.
Yes.
Janessa, can you arrange to have Irish Luck play the Frenemies in the first round?
Can see what we can do.
Because I think, Mace.
I would love to see that, though.
Yes, Mace, I think that's the draw. I think we could get a big crowd for that match, don't you?
Now, you would probably, I'm just guessing. I've not seen Lindsay play, but she doesn't play a lot. I have played a lot. I played a number of times last March.
That's more than me, by the way. I haven't played in like 3 years.
I think you guys are going to kick the snot out of us. I'll be honest.
I will bet if this happens, if Janessa can arrange this to happen, I will bet mythical money on you.
Oh,
that's
stop.
That's how low
stop.
My level of confidence
stop.
Is. All right, but Janessa, will you work on that for me?
I can. Okay. I can do that for
so
you.
So the field is full now, right?
Yes.
Everybody's yes. set.
Everybody, we all got teams, all set.
But can listeners still play, or is the field full?
They can sign up for a wait list to see, just in case things happen.
How do they do
people
that?
People drop out. You can go to ESPNLA.com. It's right there on our homepage. Click onto that picture of the flyer of the graphic,
yep.
and you'll be sent to Eventbrite.
Okay, cool. And it's, of course, everybody wants to be at the pickleball tournament. It was so much fun last year.
On your birthday so many this year, listeners. Mace.
And by the way, in Ireland, it's also the exact day of the 20th anniversary of our show on 710.
There's a lot going on.
The exact day.
You know what Greg just whispered, Mayor? She's got to go. She has a meeting at 2.
Oh, we got a meeting.
What
a lot of
meeting is
here.
More important than being on with us?
Being on with you guys, I know.
Janessa, thank you so much.
Welcome.
This is great. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank is a fantastic book. I'm excited to read that.
You're welcome.
Yes, that will serve you well because you care about everything.
I do. I get
I'm
too
good
hung
at
up
not
on
giving
stuff.
A blank.
Janessa, love you. Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you so much for the gift. That's very nice. Is Nick back there?
No, I'm efforting Nick.
You're efforting Nick. Okay. Yes. Coming up next, are we doing What's Up, Fool? Coming up next because it's combo plate.
By the way, Mace, did you hear while we were gone that Bergman booked Kurt Warner for his own show?
What?
He won't get us a guest, but he booked Kurt Warner when he was hosting with DeMarco.
So, wait a minute. What is the difference?
When you were on Tuesday, I was going to try to tell you it. I teased it. You didn't come back to it.
What do you mean I teased it?
I teased it. And Mo was like, oh, good tease. And then you didn't say anything about it. So I didn't tell you.
Well, but why are you having guests when
it's your show? I'll tell a story after What's Up.
All right, fine. All right. Hey, let me tell you about something serious. I love my partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. In fact, tomorrow, I just recorded my Mindful Minute that's going to come out tomorrow on video, on social media, and all my social media platforms. Life, as we all know, is a journey with highs and lows. I've experienced both. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, crisis counseling. If you're feeling bad, if you need somebody to talk to, remember their 24/7 helpline is always there at 800-854-7771. 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope in recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.